We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're going to get our swag back on offense. Not worrying about catches and yards and stats. We want to be known for being tough. We want to be known for being disciplined and together.
Let's go. It's time, Leroy. That's a win. That's a loss. 2.0 for the Canes because a pandemic has made two schedules.
Nice try. You tried to get me with the music. Get your head going.
Come on, baby.
Okay,
this but is no. You. Try to get me.
All right. Week soon one.
As Lashley start talking, you lost me.
Week one. September 10th, hosting UAB. Robbie?
Conference USA has been Manny Diaz's daddy. This is a loss.
Oh, Jesus. Really?
Yeah. What? FAU? I mean, FIU and La Tech. It's a loss.
Hey.
They're going to take this game super lightly.
Jesus. I'm going to go, that's a win. Coronation of the touchdown crown. De'Eric King, great debut. That's a win. That's a win. Leroy?
Leroy thinks this game's going to get canceled, which is not a bad prediction.
Leroy? Huh. All right. Week two at Louisville.
The players are too demoralized from the week before loss, even though I know they whooped up on Louisville last year.
Listen, if you lost to the 6-7 Canes, you ain't beating the Canes that are on this run with the touchdown crown. A lot of coronation, a lot of thrones. Papa John can kiss my ass. That's a win for the Canes. Leroy?
Satisfaction.
Come on, Leroy. Huh, all right. Week three, Robbie. Week three. Hosting Florida State.
I know the Canes are 0-2 at this point. They're despondent. They're depressed. But this is where you throw all that stuff out the window. Rivalry game. They'll get up for Florida State. Florida State's not very good, I don't think. They get a win.
I'm going to go that's a win. For the Canes, I like the fact they've been rolling for a little bit. They've been TCBing. New Canes, listen, they got their swag back on offense, Leroy. Swag back on offense.
We're going to get our swag back on offense.
Leroy, what do you
got? Leroy? Rivalry game, Florida State.
Leroy? Okay. Week four.
Oh, boy.
Canes had a bye, so they get a week to prepare, an extra time for old MD, Manny Diaz, to prepare. Week four at Clemson.
You mean the same Manny Diaz who lost all three times after a bye last year, including to FIU? This is the nail in the coffin. It happened with Al Golden, 58-0. This is it. A massive blowout, and this is the end of Manny Diaz. 60-0. Manny Diaz is fired.
What? You're calling for a firing in the middle of that's a win, that's a loss?
But yes, he's gone. He's gone after this. There's no way he could survive Clemson. They did it to Al Golden. They're going to do it again to Manny Diaz.
Oh, man. I can't.
And listen, he's on a bye.
Listen, I think here's what's going to happen. All right? A couple weeks go in. Maybe Rona cases are getting a little dicey. I think Trevor Lawrence, he's going to say, I've made my point here. He's going to opt out of the season, get ready for the NFL draft. And the Canes get themselves a bright-eyed and bushy-tailed quarterback. All right? You got to have Gregory Rousseau. You got to have Roche terrorizing him. Welcome to college football, Sonny Boy. Win for the Canes at Clemson.
Leroy?
Robbie, week five, hosting Pittsburgh.
Well, they got a new coaching staff at this point, and they did beat Pittsburgh last year. I think they'll be fired up. It always happens. New coach, players get revved up, win for the Canes.
I am a little bit worried about this game as a look ahead after just beating beating Clemson. But I think that they beat that nice comeback last year against Pittsburgh. We'll be better prepared this way around. De'Aaron King, he's got a well-oiled machine at this point. It's all coming together. I got a win for the Canes, week 5. Leroy? Till I can get my satisfaction.
I think he pooted himself.
Man, nothing? What if I was asking you about a saltwater pool? Week 6 at Virginia, or hosting Virginia, excuse me. Hosting Virginia, Robbie, what do you got?
This new coaching staff, they're playing much more inspired football, and they beat Virginia last year. They stuffled them. Win for the Canes.
All right, I'm going to go, that's a win for the Canes as well. No worries there. Plus, then after that, Leroy can get ready for Ohio State and Michigan on October 24th. Weird. Very weird. They got a bye after that, and then they're gonna howl with the Wolves, taking on the NC State Wolfpack on the road, Robbie, on a Friday night.
Friday night. Oh, they always lose the Friday night games.
Oh, no, really?
But not with this new coaching staff. Win. Maybe Ed Reed is the coach.
Ed Reed is head coach?
Ed Reed. Maybe Rhett Lashley's the coach. I think it's Ed Reed.
Kind of have I'm noticing a pattern here that after you fired Manny Diaz, it's interesting. Huh, interesting. Okay. Week 8 at Virginia Tech, Robbie. At Virginia Tech.
I'm not worried about Blacksburg. It won't be the raucous crowd as used to be. And they went into Blacksburg a beat up 2 years ago. I know they had that disastrous performance last year. But I don't think Virginia Tech's very good. I think it's one for the Canes.
I'm a little worried about Blacksburg. Virginia Tech people seem like they probably don't believe in coronavirus. They do the turkey calls and all that. I think that I would be worried about that. But I'm not worried about the team on the field. I go, that's a win for the Canes. Leroy?
Leroy?
Leroy? Week 9. Hosting Georgia Tech.
They're transitioning. It's their second year of their transition out of the triple option. Although they did beat the Canes last year. If Manny Diaz was the coach, this would be a for sure loss. But he's not on the coaching staff anymore. Win for the Canes.
Interesting. Interesting. Leroy?
What's your pick, Tobin?
I'm going to go with Georgia Tech. I'm going to say that's a win for the Canes. Yeah. I'm going to go with that's a win for the Canes. I feel confident. You know, Ed Reed, he's fully involved the culture now here. I think that it's going to be in a good spot for sure. I'm going to go win for the Canes. Win for the Canes. Wake Forest is the next game on the road, Leroy. Wake Forest, what do you got? Canes on the road taking on Demon Deacons. Robbie?
I think it's a win for the Canes. I know that they've always had stressful affairs at Wake Forest, but it's a win for the Canes.
All right. All right. I'm going to go with it's a win for the Canes as well, Wake Forest. And then finally, hosting North Carolina. Robbie, what do you got?
Well, it's December against North Carolina. North Carolina has a superstar quarterback, Sam Howell. The Canes lost to them last year. Monster revenge game for the Canes, and Sam Howell's going to get all the hype and praise. I think the Canes take it personally, and they win.
All right. I'm going to go with a win as well. That wraps that up for the Canes. I got to count up my schedule here. Leroy, what do you got?
What do you got? North Carolina, Sam Howell, Mac Brown.
What? Leroy? All right, I got the Canes. What do you have them at, Robbie?
I have them at 8-3 after a 1-3 start and a new coaching staff.
Wow. Oh, wow. What a bounce back. I have them at 11-0. Leroy, what was your record? Leroy? Game's over now. You don't have to protest.
Hey, where are you?
Okay. Leroy is a Cat 5, but Robbie is a tornado. You have no time to plan for it.
Well, in fairness, once Manny Diaz got the axe in his mind at Clemson, he kind of turned it on positively. I don't know why that the nail in the coffin wouldn't be UAB, but Robbie deems it Clemson. That's going to be the place where they.
I mean, it's poetic. It's what happened last time. And Blake James, I don't know if he's going to fire a coach after the first game. Either it would be a third Conference USA loss in a row. I don't know if he fires him after week one.
Texter writes in, by my count, Leroy doesn't have the Canes with a single loss. That's what I heard. Well done, sir.
Don't have him with a single win either.
I don't look at. Let's not look at it half empty.
Really?
Leroy predicts a canceled season.
You always have the silly sauce on full.
What are you talking
no
about?
No matter how much you drink through the straw, it's still always full.
Dude, they got the touchdown crown, okay? They got two menacing pass rushers. You always say pass rush is important, all right? It's all coming together, baby. Hopefully all they can block people.
All right.
Oh, yeah. The new coaching staff will fix that in week 5.
Hopefully the Butler kid, he gets
things. Oh, my God, the Butler transfer.
They sent out an introductory video over that, too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.